Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyatya Deshatarane Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Trinadapi Sunichena Tarariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalu Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata. So the chapter that we're starting tonight is the beginning of the five most important chapters in the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. Chapters 29 through 33 are the quintessence of Srimad Bhagavatam. They deal with the most elevated of all of Krishna's pastimes, the sacred rasa dance. And we will find in this chapter, especially, Srila Prabhupada will take a lot of time explaining everything so that we do not misunderstand or make any mistake. So let us begin. We will chant, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, composed by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, as a summary study of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 29, The Rasa Dance, Introduction. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that the rasa dance took place on the full moon night of the Sharat season. From the statements of previous chapters, it appears that the festival of Govardhan Puja was performed just after the dark moon night of the month of Kartik, and thereafter the ceremony of Bhratridvatiya was performed. Then the wrath of Indra was exhibited in the shape of torrents of rain and hailstones, and Lord Krishna held up Govardhan Hill for 7 days until the 9th day of the moon. Thereafter, on the 10th day, the inhabitants of Vrindavan were talking amongst themselves about the wonderful activities of Krishna. And the next day, Ekadashi was observed by Nanda Maharaj. On the next day, Dvadashi, Nanda Maharaj went to take a bath in the Ganga and was arrested by one of the men of Varuna. Then he was released by Lord Krishna. Then Nanda Maharaj, along with the cowherd men, was shown the spiritual sky. So these chapters, which Prabhupada has just mentioned, we have already studied in our previous classes. In this way, the full moon night of the Sharat season came to an end. The full moon night of Ashvina is called Sharat Purnima. It appears from the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna had to wait another year for such a moon before enjoying the rasa dance with the gopis. At the age of 7 years, he lifted Govardhan Hill. Therefore, the rasa dance took place during his 8th year. So that Sharad Purnima will occur in 2 weeks' time. And that begins the month of Kartik. From the Vedic literature, it appears that when a theatrical actor dances among many dancing girls, the group dance is called a rasa dance. When Krishna saw the full moon night of the Sharad season, decorated with various seasonal flowers, especially the Mallika flowers, which are very fragrant, he remembered the gopis' prayers to Goddess Katyayani, wherein they prayed for Krishna to be their husband. Hopefully, some of you remember that chapter. That was chapter 21 or 22. We already had that class. I hope some of you remember that. He thought that the full moon night of the Sharad season was just suitable for a nice dance. So their desire to have Krishna as their husband would then be fulfilled. The words used in this connection in Srimad Bhagavatam are Bhagavan Api. This means that although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus has no desire that needs to be fulfilled because he is always full with six opulences, he still wanted to enjoy the company of the gopis in the rasa dance. Bhagavan Api signifies that this dance is not like the ordinary dancing of young boys and young girls. The specific words used in Srimad Bhagavatam are Yogamayam Upashrita, which mean that this dancing with the gopis is on the platform of Yogamaya, not Mahamaya. The dancing of young boys and girls within the material world is in the kingdom of Mahamaya, or the external energy. The rasa dance of Krishna with the gopis is on the platform of Yogamaya. The difference between the platforms of Yogamaya and Mahamaya is compared in the Chaitanya Charitamrita to be the difference between gold and iron. From the viewpoint of metallurgy, gold and iron are both metals, but the quality is completely different. So those of you who want to be preachers, here is a nice example of Lord Chaitanya's Achintya Veda Aveda Tattva philosophy. How something can be one and at the same time different. Gold and iron are both metals, therefore they are one. But the quality between gold and iron is completely different. Similarly, although the rasa dance and Lord Krishna's association with the gopis appear like the ordinary mixing of young boys and girls, the quality is completely different. This difference is appreciated by great Vaishnavas because they can understand the difference between love of Krishna and lust. On the Mahamaya platform, dances take place on the basis of sense gratification. But when Krishna called the gopis by sounding his flute, they very hurriedly rushed toward the spot of the rasa dance with the transcendental desire to satisfy Krishna. The author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, has explained that lust means sense gratification, and love also means sense gratification, but for Krishna. In other words, when activities are enacted on the platform of personal sense gratification, they are called material activities. But when they are enacted for the satisfaction of Krishna, they are spiritual activities. And there, my students, that is a very good definition that you can use as a simple explanation of the difference between sense gratification and Krishna consciousness. In one sentence, Srila Prabhupada has given you a sutra, a very concise definition. And on any platform of activities, the principle of sense gratification is there. But on the spiritual platform, sense gratification is for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, whereas on the material platform, it is for the performer. For example, on the material platform, when a servant serves a master, he is trying to satisfy not the senses of his master, but rather his own senses. The servant would not serve the master if the payment stopped. That means that the servant engages himself in the service of the master just to satisfy his own senses. And that's why I always sing that song like I did just before class. You have to serve somebody. Everybody is serving. It's simply a question of who you're serving and why you're serving. But nobody can escape this constitutional position of being servant. On the spiritual platform, however, the servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead serves Krishna without payment, and he continues his service in all conditions. That is the difference between Krishna consciousness and material consciousness. So again, Prabhupada is giving you a very concise definition for those of you who want to be preachers. You simply have to repeat these nice nuggets of knowledge that Prabhupada is giving, and then you will be an expert preacher. As mentioned above, it appears that Krishna enjoyed the rasa dance with the gopis when he was 8 years old. At that time, many of the gopis were married, because in India, especially in those days, girls were married at a very early age. There are even many instances of a girl's giving birth to a child at the age of 12. Under the circumstances, all the gopis who wanted to have Krishna as their husband were already married. At the same time, they continued to hope that Krishna would be their husband. Their attitude toward Krishna was that of paramour love. Therefore, the loving affairs of Krishna with the gopis are called parakya ras, the attitude of a married man who desires another wife, or a wife who desires another husband, is called parakya ras. Actually, Krishna is the husband of everyone because he is the supreme enjoyer. The gopis wanted Krishna to be their husband, but factually there was no possibility of his marrying all the gopis. But because they had the natural tendency to accept Krishna as their supreme husband, the relationship between the gopis and Krishna is called parakya ras. This parakya ras is ever existent in Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual sky, where there is no possibility of the inebriety which characterizes Parakiya Ras in the material world. In the material world, Parakiya Ras is abominable, whereas in the spiritual world, it is present in the super excellent relationship of Krishna and the gopis. And here, this last couple of sentences is a good explanation of the opening section of chapter 15 of the Bhagavad Gita. You may recall that chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita begins with an explanation of the perverted reflection, how this material world is a perverted reflection of the material world. So that last sentence is a very good explanation of what is that perverted reflection. This Parakiya Ras is ever existent in Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual sky, where there is no possibility of the inebriety which characterizes Parakiya Ras in the material world. In the material world, Parakiya Ras is abominable, whereas in the spiritual world, it is present in the super excellent relationship of Krishna and the gopis. There are many relationships with Krishna, master and servant, friend and friend, parent and so on, and lover and beloved. Of all these rasas, the Parakiya Ras is considered to be the topmost. This material world is the perverted reflection of the spiritual world. It is just like the reflection of a tree on the bank of a reservoir of water. The topmost part of the tree is seen as the lowest part. So right there, Prabhupada is again referring to that opening section of chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, Parakiya Ras, when pervertedly reflected in this material world, is most abominable. Therefore, when people imitate the rasa dance of Krishna with the gopis, they simply enjoy the perverted, abominable reflection of the transcendental Parakiya Ras. There is no possibility of enjoying this transcendental Parakiya Ras within the material world. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam that one should not imitate this Parakiya Ras even in dream or imagination. Those who do so drink the most deadly poison. When Krishna, the supreme enjoyer, desired to enjoy the company of the gopis on the full moon night of the Sharat season, exactly at that very moment, the moon, the Lord of the stars, appeared in the sky, displaying its most beautiful features. The full moon night of the Sharat season is the most beautiful night in the year. In the Indian city of Agra in Uttar Pradesh province, there is a great monument called the Taj Mahal, which is a tomb made of first-class marble stone. And I visited that Taj Mahal back in 1988, and to be very frank with you, I was very disappointed. I have been hearing so much about the Taj Mahal, which is considered the eighth wonder of the world. And when I actually entered the Taj Mahal, I saw actually nothing. It's a very beautiful building on the outside, but within, there's nothing. At best, There's a tomb. That's it. Nothing else. So I considered it to be, it was a waste of time. I should have stayed in the Vrindavan temple and looked at the beautiful form of Krishna and Balaram and Radha Shyamasundar. During the night of the full moon of the Sharad season, many foreigners go to see the beautiful reflections of the moon on the tomb. Thus, this full moon night is celebrated even today for its beauty. When the full moon rose in the east, it tinged everything with a reddish color. With the rising of the moon, the whole sky appeared smeared by red kumkum. When a husband, long separated from his wife, returns home, he decorates the face of his wife with red kumkum. This long-expected moonrise of the Sharad season was thus smearing the eastern sky. The appearance of the moon increased Krishna's desire to dance with the gopis. The forests were filled with fragrant flowers. The atmosphere was cooling and festive. When Lord Krishna began to blow his flute, the gopis all over Vrindavan became enchanted. Their attraction to the vibration of the flute increased 1,000 times due to the rising full moon, the red horizon, the calm and cool atmosphere, and the blossoming flowers. All the gopis were by nature very much attracted to Krishna's beauty. And when they heard the vibration of his flute, they became apparently lustful to satisfy the senses of Krishna. So there is a couple of points here. Number one, we are taught by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Krishna has four specific opulences that even Lord Narayan does not have. Here we see three of them. One of those exquisite opulences is Krishna's unparalleled beauty. Krishna is more beautiful than Narayan. The second thing here is that Krishna can attract all living entities with the vibration of his flute. And the third of the four is that Krishna is always surrounded by beautiful, surrendered, unalloyed devotees. And these gopis are the greatest. And the fourth super excellent quality of Krishna is that he has amazing pastimes. And we already read how this rasa dance is the topmost of all of Krishna's pastimes. So I hope, like me, as you get absorbed in this Krishna book reading, I hope you get into a glimpse of samadhi. And I hope that you are able to visualize and get a feeling and a sense for this rasa lila. I bless you all that you're able to penetrate these most wonderful topics of Krishna's rasa lila. Let us chant the Panchatattva mantra so that we become free from offenses, so that we can properly appreciate this reading. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam, Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam, Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gorat Trishe Namaha Trinadapi Sunichena Tarar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Namaiva Kivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata. Jai Srila Prabhupada, thank you for giving us access to this Krishna Leela by beautifully composing this Krishna book. So now we will go to the next level. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Immediately upon hearing the vibration of the flute, they all left their respective engagements and proceeded to the spot where Krishna was standing. While they ran very swiftly, their earrings swung back and forth. They all rushed toward the place known as Vanshivat. Some of them were engaged in milking cows, but they left their milking business half finished and immediately went to Krishna. One of them had just collected milk and put it in a milk pan on the stove to boil, but she did not care whether the milk overboiled and spilled. She immediately left to go see Krishna. Some of them were breastfeeding their small babies, and some were engaged in distributing food to the members of their families. But they all left such engagements and immediately rushed toward the spot where Krishna was playing his flute. Some were engaged in serving their husbands, and some were themselves engaged in eating, but caring neither to serve their husbands nor eat, they immediately left. Some of them wanted to decorate their faces with cosmetic ointments and dress themselves very nicely before going to Krishna. But unfortunately, they could not finish their cosmetic decorations nor put on their clothes in the right way because of their anxiety to meet Krishna immediately. Their faces were decorated hurriedly and were haphazardly finished. Some even put the lower part of their clothes on the upper part of their bodies and the upper part on the lower part. While all the gopis were hurriedly leaving their respective places, their husbands, brothers and fathers were all struck with wonder to know where they were going. Being young girls, they were protected either by their husbands, elder brothers, or fathers. All their guardians forbade them to go to Krishna, but they disregarded them. When a person becomes attracted by Krishna and is in full Krishna consciousness, he does not care for any worldly duties, even though very urgent. Krishna consciousness is so powerful that it gives everyone relief from material activities. Srila Rupa Goswami has written a very nice verse. So this point that Prabhupada has just made, that Krishna consciousness is so powerful that it gives everyone relief from all material activities, you will notice in the Nectar of Devotion, in the very first chapter, that is one of the six characteristics of pure devotional service. Rupa Goswami has written a nice verse wherein one gopi advises another, "My dear friend, if you desire to enjoy the company of material society, friendship, and love, then please do not go to see that smiling boy, Govinda, who is standing on the bank of the Yamuna and playing his flute. His lips brightened by the beams of the full moonlight." Srila Rupa Goswami indirectly instructs that one who has been captivated by the beautiful smiling face of Krishna has lost all attraction for material enjoyments. This is the test of advancement in Krishna consciousness. A person advancing in Krishna consciousness must lose interest in material activities and personal sense gratification. Some of the gopis were factually detained from going to Krishna by their husbands and were locked up by force within their rooms. Being unable to go to Krishna, they began to meditate upon his transcendental form by closing their eyes. They already had the form of Krishna within their minds. They proved to be the greatest yogis. As is stated in Bhagavad Gita, a person who is constantly thinking of Krishna within the heart, with faith and love, is considered to be the topmost of all yogis. And I've mentioned this so many times in my lectures. That verse that Prabhupada is referring to, "Yoginam api sarvesham madgitain antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yuktatamo mata." That of all yogis, the one with great faith, who always abides in Krishna, worshipping him with great transcendental service, is always united with him in yoga, and is considered by Krishna to be the most advanced. That's the final verse of chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita. Actually, a yogi concentrates his or her mind on the form of Lord Vishnu. That is real yoga. Krishna is the original form of all Vishnu tattvas. The gopis, who could not personally go to Krishna, began to meditate on him as perfect yogis. In the conditioned stage of the living entities, there are two kinds of results of fruitive activities. The conditioned living entity, who is constantly engaged in sinful activities, has suffering as his result. And one who is engaged in pious activities has material enjoyment as a result. In either case, material suffering or material enjoyment, the sufferer or enjoyer is conditioned by material nature. Now this point answers another question. The question of what's better, material life or spiritual life. And so here, this is the answer. That even if you're enjoying in the material world, you're still conditioned. You're still a prisoner. So the real platform of enjoyment is the spiritual platform, the platform of Krishna consciousness. The gopi associates of Krishna, who assembled in the place where Krishna was appearing, were from different groups. Most of the gopis were eternal companions of Krishna, as stated in the Brahma Sanhita, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhi. In the spiritual world, the associates of Krishna, especially the gopis, are manifestations of the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna. They are expansions of Srimati Radharani. So we went over this point a few weeks ago when I was doing my classes on Radha Tattva during the time of Radhashtami. And we learned from the Chaitanya Charitamrita that just as Krishna expands as Vishnu and Narayan expansions, so similarly, Srimati Radharani expands as the gopis, as the queens of Dwaraka, and then as all the Lakshmis. They are expansions of Srimati Radharani, but when Krishna exhibits his transcendental pastimes within the material world, in some of the universes, not only the eternal associates of Krishna come, but also those who are being promoted to that status from the material world. And that's a very important point. I want to repeat that. But when Krishna exhibits his transcendental pastimes within the material world, in some of the universes, not only the eternal associates of Krishna come, but also those who are being promoted to that status from this material world. So some of the gopis who joined Krishna's pastimes within this material world were coming from the status of ordinary human beings. If they had been bound by fruitive action, they were fully freed from the reactions of karma by constant meditation on Krishna. Their severely painful yearnings caused by their not being able to see Krishna freed them from all sinful reactions, and their ecstasy of transcendental love for Krishna in his absence ended all their reactions to material pious activities. The conditioned soul is subjected to birth and death, either by pious or sinful activities. But the gopis, who began to meditate on Krishna, transcended both positions and became purified and thus elevated to the status of the gopis, already expanded by his pleasure potency. And that's another point I want to bring out. And that point is, Srimati Radharani is Krishna's expansion. And that all these gopis are expansions of Krishna's pleasure potency. All the gopis who concentrated their minds on Krishna in the spirit of Paramore love became fully purified of all the fruitive reactions of material nature, and some of them immediately gave up their material bodies developed under the three modes of material nature. So before we go to the next section, this reminds us of the purifying nature of Krishna consciousness. We should always remember that although we are presently contaminated, that although we are presently under the modes of the material nature, although we are presently under the jurisdiction of this material body, the process of bhakti yoga, the process of Krishna consciousness, is so powerful that eventually and gradually our material bodies, including the subtle body, will all be melted, will all become Krishnaized. So do not despair. You may have a particular material body. That's all right. You engage in hearing and chanting, and gradually that material subtle body will be dissolved. That is exactly what Lord Kapila told his mother Devahuti in third canto, that bhakti yoga dissolves the subtle material body. What is that subtle material body? Mind, intelligence, contaminated consciousness, false ego. Bhakti yoga burns that, dissolves it. And when that happens, then the pure self remains. So always, always have faith in this transcendental process of Krishna consciousness. After all, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. So now let's go to the next section. Maharaj Parikshit heard Shukadeva Goswami explain the situation of the gopis who assembled with Krishna in the rasa dance. When he heard that some of the gopis, simply by concentrating on Krishna as their paramour, had become freed from all contamination of material birth and death, he said, "The gopis did not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They accepted him as a beautiful boy and considered him to be their paramour. So how was it possible for them to get freed from the material condition just by thinking of a paramour? One should consider here that Krishna and ordinary living beings are qualitatively one. The ordinary living beings, being part and parcel of Krishna, are also Brahman. But Krishna is the supreme para Brahman. The question is, if it is possible for a devotee to get free from the material contaminated stage simply by thinking of Krishna, then why should this not be possible for others who are also thinking of someone? If one is thinking of a husband or a son, or if anyone at all is thinking of another living entity, then, since all living entities are also Brahman, why are all those who think of others not freed from the contaminated stage of material nature?" This is a very intelligent question, because there are always atheists imitating Krishna. In these days of Kali Yuga, there are many rascals who think themselves to be as good as Krishna and who cheat people into believing that thinking of them is as good as thinking of Lord Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj, apprehending the future dangerous condition of blind followers of demoniac imitators, therefore asked this question. And fortunately, it is recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam to warn innocent people that thinking of an ordinary man and thinking of Krishna are not the same. This reminds me of the narration which we read in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in connection with King Vena. King Vena was a most atrocious king, and he told the Brahmins and the people that since he was the king, he was God, and that instead of worshipping Vishnu and performing sacrifices for Vishnu, since he was the king and he was God, then everyone should just worship him. That is another example of Mayavad philosophy. Prabhupada continues, actually, even thinking of the demigods cannot compare with the thinking of Krishna. So you'll see in many situations, you will hear this phrase, yatamat tatapat. And this teaching, Mayavad teaching, is that it's okay, you meditate on Durga, Ganesh, Shiva, Hanuman, it's all the same. You're going to get the same result. Here, Prabhupada is definitely contradicting that phrase from Vivekananda, yatamat tatapat. It is bogus. Actually, even thinking of the demigods cannot compare with the thinking of Krishna. It is warned in the Vaishnava Tantra that one who puts Vishnu, Narayan, or Krishna on the same level as the demigods is called a Pashandi, rascal. On hearing this question from Maharaj Parikshit, Shukadeva Goswami replied, my dear king, your question is already answered even before this incident. Because Parikshit Maharaj wanted to clear up the situation, his spiritual master answered him very intelligently. Why are you again asking about the same subject matter which has already been explained to you? Why are you so forgetful? The spiritual master is always in the superior position, so he has the right to chastise his disciple in this way. Shukadeva Goswami knew that Maharaj Parikshit asked this question not for his own understanding, but as a warning to the future innocent people who might think others to be equal to Krishna. Shukadeva Goswami then reminded Parikshit Maharaj about the salvation of Shishupal. Now, the salvation of Shishupal is very briefly mentioned in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Narada Muni is explaining to Maharaj Yudhisthira how Lord Vishnu, Narayan, Krishna is equal to everyone. Later on in this tenth canto, we will read about the salvation of Shishupal. Shishupal was always envious of Krishna, and because of his envy, Krishna killed him. But since Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shishupal gained salvation simply by seeing him. If an envious person can get salvation simply by concentrating his mind on Krishna, then what to speak of the gopis who are so dear to Krishna and always think of him in love? There must be some difference between the enemies and the friends. If Krishna's enemies could get freed from material contamination and become one with the Supreme, then certainly his dear friends, like the gopis, can achieve such freedom and much more. Besides that, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is called Rishikesha. Shukadeva Goswami also said that Krishna is Rishikesha, the Supersoul. Whereas an ordinary man, conditioned soul, covered by the material body, Krishna and Krishna's body are the same because he is Rishikesha. Any person making a distinction between Krishna and Krishna's body is fool number one. Krishna is Rishikesha and Adhokshaja. These two particular words have been used by Shukadeva Goswami in this instance. Rishikesha is the Supersoul, and Adhokshaja is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, transcendental to material nature. Just to show favor to the ordinary living entities, out of his causeless mercy, he appears as he is. Unfortunately, foolish persons mistake him to be an ordinary person, and so they become eligible to go to hell. There, Prabhupada is referring to a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Avajananti mang mudha manushing tanam asrita. In chapter 9 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions that those who deride him, thinking him to be an ordinary person, that is because they have a poor fund of knowledge, and Krishna calls them mudha, asses. Shukadeva Goswami continued to inform Maharaj Parikshit that Krishna is not an ordinary person, but rather the Supreme Personality of Godhead, imperishable, immeasurable, and without any material qualities, but full of all spiritual qualities. He appears in this material world out of his causeless mercy. Now, that phrase, causeless mercy, means nothing can force Krishna to come. He comes out of his own sweet will. And whenever he appears as he is, without change. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, where the Lord says that he appears by his spiritual potency. He does not appear under the control of the material potency. The material potency is under his control. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that the material potency is working under his superintendence. And that verse is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 10. Mayad yakshena prakriti suyate sacharataram hetunanena kaunteya jagat vipari vartate. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, where the Lord says that he appears by his spiritual potency. He does not appear under the control of the material potency. The material potency is under his control. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that the material potency is working under his superintendence. It is also confirmed in the Brahma Samhita that the material potency, known as Durga, is acting just like a shadow, which moves with the movement of the substance. The conclusion is that if one somehow or other becomes attached to Krishna or attracted to him, either because of his qualities of beauty, opulence, fame, strength, renunciation or knowledge, or through affection or friendship, or even through lust, anger or fear, then one's salvation and freedom from material contamination are assured. And that is exactly the same thing Narada pointed out to Yudhishthira in the first chapter of Canto 7, that it doesn't matter how you become attached to Krishna. Any way that you become attached to Krishna, you will become purified. In the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, the Lord states that one who is engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness is very dear to him. A preacher has to face many difficulties in the struggle to preach pure Krishna consciousness. Sometimes one has to suffer bodily injuries, and sometimes one has to meet death also, for instance, Lord Jesus Christ. All this is taken as a great austerity on behalf of Krishna. Krishna, therefore, has said that such a preacher is very, very dear to him. If Krishna's enemies can expect salvation simply by concentrating their minds on him, then what to speak of persons who are so dear to Krishna? The conclusion should be that the salvation of those who are engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness in the world is guaranteed in all circumstances. Therefore, devotees in ISKCON know for sure that Srila Prabhupada has gone back home, back to Godhead. And this is why I preach Krishna consciousness, because I also want my salvation to be guaranteed. Therefore, I want to preach more and more. And I'm very grateful to my student, Krishna Book Das, who is bringing me to Guadalajara during the week of Diwali and Govardhan Puja. May Krishna bless my good disciple, Krishna Book Das, with more and more Krishna consciousness. Factually, one who is engaged in Krishna consciousness, devotional service, has already achieved salvation. Shukadeva Goswami therefore assured King Parikshit that he should always rest assured that one who is attracted by Krishna attains liberation from material bondage, because Krishna is the transcendental master of all mystic power. So I'm going to stop here with today's reading. We will pick up this chapter next Tuesday, and we will do it at the same time, and we will pick up from where we left off. To end this Krishna book reading, and before I do my rock concert, I'd like to sing one bhajan. I'm dedicating this bhajan to my good friend Levine. I hope he got my email.
Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaur, Bhakta Vrinda, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaur, Bhakta Vrinda, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Ji Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaur, Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasadi Gaur, Bhakta Vrinda, Sri Vasadi Gaur, Bhakta Vrinda, Sri Vasadi Gaur, Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan, Jaya Radha, Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha, Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari, Gopi Jana Vallabha, Girivaradhari, Gopi Jana Vallabha, Girivaradhari, Yasoda Nandana, Braja Jana Ranjana, Yasoda Nandana, Braja Jana Ranjana, Yamuna Tira, Vanachari, Yamuna Tira, Vanachari, Jaya Radha, Madhava, Kunja Bihari, Gopi Jana Vallabha, Girivaradhari, Yasoda Nandana Raja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namaste Narasimhaya Namaste Narasimhaya Prahlada Klada Dayane Prahlada Klada Dayane Hiranya Kashipura Vakshaha Shila Jangana Kalaye Shila Jangana Kalaye Pito Narsingha Parato Narsingha Yato Yato Yamitato Narsingha Bahi Narsingha Hridaye Narsingha Narsingha Madim Sharanam Prapati Narsingha Madim Sharanam Prapati Chavakara Kamalavare Nakam Adbhuta Sringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam Keshava Trita Narahadi Ruha Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshava Trita Narahadi Ruha Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadish Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So that ends our Krishna book class for today. I hope you enjoyed it. We will pick up this chapter next week, same time, at 5 p.m. And now for those of you who stay with me, we'll have a transcendental rock concert. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.